This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. On the day after Election Day, we'll look at crucial issues in Philadelphia, that's crime, and in Oregon, which voted on health insurance for poor kids.
First, though, to Mexico, where much of the state of Tabasco is still underwater nearly a week after storm flooding began. Tabasco is at the crook of Mexico's Gulf Coast. It's lowland country and swampy, and the Associated Press reports sightings of crocodiles out of their lagoons and swimming in the floods.
Winnie Romerol is a volunteer and spokesperson for the Red Cross. She joins us from Villa Hermosa. That's the capital of Tabasco. She's been there several days. Winnie, what have you seen?
Well, I can tell you that I've already been up in the helicopters to help do the distribution to communities that are completely isolated, even still a week after the heavy rains that they suffered here. These island communities are just the little tops of hills where one or two houses still stand. All the houses in the valley are flooded, and maybe, you know, 500 people are eking out a living and waiting for the next food drop of water, of baby formula, lentils and rice and tuna fish in cans, and all sorts of different kinds of products that people need, hygiene products, and you name it. We're packaging it all up and getting them out to these communities in these family kits.
We've seen really varying estimates of how many people are stranded. Do you have any idea what the numbers might be?
It's a state that has about 2 million people, and they're estimating about half have been affected by the flood one way or another. And also in some of these communities, I was at one community yesterday where the town itself has been divided in two. There was a road that leads to the capital city that went between two hilltops. And so now that's all completely filled in with water. So half of the village is on one side and half of the village is on the other. They don't even have a boat so that they can communicate between them. And the school on one side has been converted into a shelter for 35 families that no longer have homes.
When do officials think that the waters are going to recede so that, for instance, this village might be reunited?
That's the really frustrating point for a lot of folks here who have seen floods in the past in this area, but they say that this one is different. First of all, areas flooded first that never used to flood, and it was as high as 36 feet in some places, right to the tops of the telephone poles. And also the waters just simply aren't receding at a rate people would like to see. I think that they've gone down about maybe a foot or 2 feet in some places. They're predicting that the water is going to stay for 2 to 3 weeks. At this stage, and maybe even longer than that, because it's still raining in Chiapas. And Chiapas is the neighboring state where there was just that horrible landslide yesterday, and the water actually flows downhill to Tabasco. So when it rains in Chiapas, Tabasco stays flooded. So those are some of the things that people are really dealing with here. They're preparing for a long haul. And of course, we all know from terrible, devastating hurricanes and floods we've suffered in our own country that recovery takes a long time.
You know, the Gulf Coast of Mexico does get storms. I mean, it gets a lot of storms. But still, I've heard this particular situation called Mexico's Katrina. Were you in New Orleans or in that area during the time of Hurricane Katrina? And can you compare these two events?
I was on the Mississippi Gulf Coast for the 3 weeks immediately following Hurricane Katrina's landfall. And I can tell you that there are some comparisons, and then in some ways it's different. Of course, here in Tabasco, thankfully, there haven't been the number of deaths that we saw in the states that suffered Hurricane Katrina. And there's a lot of helicopter support here, and I don't know all the details of how that happened in Katrina, but here the government and different states across Mexico have been donating helicopters, as well as they have a large reserve called the Civil Protection, and those volunteers have joined Red Cross volunteers. And there's about 6,000 Red Cross volunteers that were mobilized early on. It's probably a lot more than that, because every day here in front of the Red Cross headquarters in Villahermosa, you'll see hundreds of people gathered who are just spontaneous volunteers. They're the people that no longer have homes, and they figure, well, we might as well help out everybody else during the day when we have nothing else to do. And so people are really coming together in a really beautiful way that we do see in other disasters. So there's some comparisons you can make. The numbers certainly are about equal. The numbers in Katrina affected over 1 million in here as well.
Winnie Romerol speaking with us from Villahermosa in Tabasco, Mexico. Winnie, thank you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate all the support that people are sending from around the world.